Oriental tacos. Dennis O'Brien stirred the meat, adding rare spices from the Orient. He owned his own little restaurant in Old Town. It did brisk business due to his exceptional cooking skills and unusual recipes. He jammed with the boys every Saturday night. Softy Martisnan showed up and ate near the stage one or two Saturday nights each month. She was looking swell, all curly hair, full lips and nipples poking out at the thin material of her shirt. Dennis always did a short knee horn solo at her table, checking those fine nips out. Dennis hooked her up with free dinner and wine on Saturday nights. It was worth it to have that long hug and viewing her braless breast through various revealing and thin tops. Dennis put legal opiate-related herbs into some of the dishes and stimulant herbs into the others. Peppy pig snout and stir-fried energy onions, for example, was like a mild meth dose. Softy was enjoying the spring rain as she walked into the grocery store. The raindrops clung to her white shirt, bringing out her nipples very nicely. It turned her on to go out in public like that. It turned on a lot of guys, too. Dennis has closed his eatery up for the night. He and his four employees cleaned up. He slapped the waitress Rebecca on the firm ass on her way out. Softy paid for her goodies and drove them home. Her shirt dried as she drove. At home, she put up the groceries and rubbed herself a little through her clothes as she thought of the looks her wet body had gotten. She ate some vegetarian chocolate and coconut pudding and had some sugar-free crackers. Time for 2 hours of TV. Dennis had a semi in his pants. He wanted to bite Rebecca's thigh and lick his way up to the promised land. But past experiences with waitresses made him think twice about that one. Dennis counted the cash drawer and did the final finishing touches. With all his employees gone, he poured himself a series of drinks. Softy fell asleep shortly after this week's episode of Hunk Beach. Rippling muscles and augmented titties. Who could ask for more? Maybe a Valium and a couple Percodans. Or a hot-muscled bad boy to steal her paycheck for drugs and pay for it with steamy, creamy sex. Sleep was happy and easy. She felt good when she slept. Like her endorphins lit up or something. She didn't remember much of her dreams that night. Just a goldfish with shiny purple eyes. A road she was barefoot and walking on. And something about having her cigarettes stolen. At midnight, Dennis had a good drunk on. He locked his place up and drove home. His driving was fine. With a head full of booze, Dennis stepped out of his extended balcony. He liked to smoke up here. He lit a clove cigarette and puffed away, feeling horniness stir within him. He ended up getting naked up there and masturbating until he came over the rail onto the sidewalk below as the cars drove by on the street. No one seemed to notice him. Saturday morning, Softy opens her eyes to the fresh day. Morning time means breakfast. Oh yes, it does. She got out of bed. A double-sized vibrating bed it was. Bought by her ex-husband's parents for their wedding. She kept it, along with all the baby pictures. reports are cool. She also got dude's house, his gun collection, and all the pictures of his old girlfriends. She burned the pictures, having no use for them and knowing it would hurt ex-hubby. Softy slept topless and wore white panties that let her cute butt cheeks hang out just a little. She stretched her arms above her head. Dennis woke up naked, sticking to his couch.